Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Ready to go to Disney World?
Yeah, my name's Brad. We got Bill in front today. I've got to meet a whole bunch of you already. I'm so excited to fly this flight today. I've been here 10 years, and I've never been more excited. Never had a greater group of people on any airplane I've ever flown.
Now somebody's calling.
You guys excited about Disney World?
Yeah!
We're going to be about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours in flight. We're going to go all the way up to 39,000 feet.
Ooh!
Yeah. Awesome.
You're the only one impressed by that, Al.
I was impressed.
In that seatback pocket in front of you is a safety information card. Take a look at it. JC colored in all the pictures this morning. To activate the flow of oxygen, because Kelly Raspberry's beauty takes your breath away, four yellow buttercups will drop down from the compartments overhead. Pull down on the mask until the plastic tubing is fully extended. That's it for the do's and don'ts. Sit back, relax. Welcome aboard.
About to take off here.
Thanks, kids, kids.
Here we are in Orlando, Florida for the 2016 Kids, Kids trip. Hey. And that right there, that was our send-off party, including some audio on the plane. Now, that flight attendant on the plane happened to be one of our interns from the past, Noelle. So that's why she was able to make those.
That's right.
Hey, are you serious, guys?
I was like, she looks so familiar. Well, and I couldn't place it.
This is also her second time, I believe, being a flight attendant.
Yeah,
I just like, I had like this weird, like, I know her.
I believe she was at the send off before, and this is the first time she flew with us.
Yeah, she was at the send off, and she was looking at me, and I was like, I know you, but I don't know why. And I should have said something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that's horrible.
She's going to the deli for you like 18 million times.
Sorry. I knew her from somewhere. Thank you for saying that. I wish you'd said something sooner.
Because she entered for a while. She probably just thought you remembered.
Nope. No, I didn't. I'll be honest, I didn't.
Yeah, she was there for a while.
I knew her from somewhere. I just couldn't figure out where.
Yeah, yeah, so that's one of our former interns who now works for Southwest Airlines.
Good.
And Southwest is so great.
Yeah.
The send-off, they have all of their employees come out and wave and meet the kids. They have a plane with our logo on it. They go all out. They really get off into this charity.
Yeah. And you know what we noticed this year is that we tend to have one or two goofy dads on the trip.
Yeah.
You know, that's a given.
Twerking dad.
We had Twerk Daddy from back in the day. A couple years ago, he was on a trip. Well, this time, we have Alex Espinoza, who's Joseph's dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's a goofy one. And Shannon talked to the family before they left on the trip because he was apparently embarrassing Joseph a little bit.
Hello, my name is Alex Espinoza. I'm Joseph's dad. My real excitement is to see him, his face lit it up, is laughing and enjoying while we're being there. Because I'll be filming it on my phone, and he'll love watching over and over and over and over. No matter what it is, he'll be watching it forever, and I'll be still watching him, and he'll laugh. Even watching him get on the plane, looking out the window. Can we get a window seat? Oh, we got to have
one,
that.
I mean, we don't assign seats.
Joseph's going to need that window seat so he can look and watch the wing. We didn't even get to go on our honeymoon. So we want to count this as well as a honeymoon for him and all of us. My wife's done a lot for all of us. She deserves more. She really does. I wish I could give her more. She works hard for all of us, every one of us. She's a doctor. You know, she's a teacher. Well, you know, she takes care of us when we're sick, that means. Yeah.
She
provides a lot for us. I mean, she coordinates dinner. She's a cook. Man, I think we got it made. We really do. We got it made.
That's awesome.
That's Alex right there. As you can tell, awesome. He's a bundle of joy.
Yeah, yeah. And Jenna and I found out, we were talking, we're sitting, and everybody had to pass by us to go to the restroom or go to the cockpit.
Uh-huh.
And so Chad Householder and Demarius Davey got to talking, and they said, this is kind of a reunion for us because our children, Tyler, Daisy.
You got this.
Sorry.
Okay,
they were in NICU together 10 years ago.
How about that?
Oh, really?
Yes.
They were in NICU together, and they would run into each other at various doctor's appointments over the years.
Yeah, and they say they haven't seen each other in years.
Yeah.
But they spent a lot of time in the NICU, and that was 10 years ago, so both of their kids are 10.
Yeah.
And they were so excited to see each other. They didn't know they were going on the trip together.
Right.
So what a small world, right?
Yeah.
So now they've been catching up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do get a lot of that because, you know, a lot of our kids go to the hospital. And they know former kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of messages from former kids families going like, oh, I can't wait for you to meet so-and-so
right.
because we hang out with them in the hospital all the time and they're great.
And sometimes going to the hospital, if you live in a big city, it might just be a 10-minute, 15-minute drive. But if you're in a smaller town and the big city is hours away, it's a day or a two-day thing to go to the doctor. You know, even if you're just there for a quick visit, it might take you 4 or 5 hours to drive there, then your doctor's visit, then 4 or 5 hours to drive home.
Exactly.
So we take a lot for granted. Man.
Some of our families have to be separated during the week. Like the dad has to go off and work in another city, and the mom and the son or daughter have to stay in another city to go to the hospital so they don't get to spend quality time. That's why we love this trip. Now, we did have an issue on the flight yesterday.
We did.
Because Southwest was so kind to hook it up with the free Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hit buy and you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah.
So cool.
Free.
You know, because I would enjoy some Wi-Fi, but I also don't want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So this flight, we had free Wi-Fi. And Jenna and I were trying to Snapchat and stuff and do some fun things on the internet. And we noticed that the internet was not cooperating.
Yeah, I kept getting kicked off.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much internet.
But then I hear this
there's
like,
limitless internet.
I hear someone close by having a FaceTime conversation.
Oh, not just a FaceTime conversation, but a, oh, baby, I can't wait till
it was not.
And baby this,
Abracadabra.
I wish you were here. I wish you were here. I love you.
You are lying.
You look so handsome.
That is not true.
How's work going today?
That's not true.
Can you show me a magic trick?
Yeah.
I couldn't get him. It kept stopping and starting on us, too. So he was... We were frustrated with the Wi-Fi connection as well.
Using a lot of bandwidth, Kelly.
Maybe y'all were using it.
No, we were not FaceTiming. You were the only one FaceTiming because we all know that if you FaceTime, it takes too much bandwidth away from everybody else.
Uh-huh. We do not know that.
Yes, we do know that.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Kelly's over there on FaceTime with Alan for like 50 minutes.
I felt like it was the day when, back in the day, when you had to like wait to use the phone.
Right.
You had to wait for your family member to get off the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The line for the line for the internet was longer than the line for the bathroom with Kelly on the phone.
That's saying something.
And Kelly's like shooting up her nostrils. So you guys are showing everything.
It's an inside joke we have, and it's not you. There's no use in explaining.
Literally,
it's not funny
you
to
show
anybody
your
else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not funny to anybody else but us.
Ooh, that's a hot picture.
Yeah, he's got a collection of them now.
Kelly Raspberry nostril picture.
So instead of sexy pictures, you take nostril pictures?
It's unflattering photos, unflattering close-up selfies. It's a long story.
He has a nostril fetish?
They're Nelfies. Nostril selfie. No, Nelfie.
But he has a collection of them. And in fact, Nick, our producer, posted me trying to get one of those selfies.
Oh, he sure did.
Y'all are so mean. I don't care. I really don't care.
I know.
And you know who I'm apologizing? I need to apologize to what does he say?
He can't
I would like
radio.
To, from the bottom of my heart, apologize to absolutely no one.
What JC said. I ain't apologizing.
Nobody. Kelly McGregor.
Sorry,
over
I didn't
there.
Know you. I didn't know I was using up the Wi-Fi. I didn't know I could do that.
Well, yeah. Kelly, just like they have troughs of bacon out here, I can't go out here and take the whole trough.
Well,
even though I would like to.
Yeah, you have been.
I would like to. Somebody just brought me a plate full of bacon. Oh God!
How many pieces have you had already?
I don't know. It was stacked this high when I got it, and
yeah.
Now it's down to this high. Let me get another one here while we're talking about it. Okay, y'all keep talking.
Is Dr. Girlfriend coming?
She'll be
today,
here.
Right?
She arrives at. There's no direct flight from Detroit, apparently. So she arrives at 3 p.m. today. So she'll be here, I guess, by 4 or so.
Yeah, and Caroline Craddock's going to be here a little bit later. She had to go to Chicago last night to accept, I guess.
Yeah.
Her father was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Last night.
So she had to do the acceptance speech of that, and that's a really big deal. I can't wait to find out how that went.
Well, that's perfect, Kelly, because speaking of that, we did get audio from the ceremony.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we had intel out there.
Wonderful.
Were we even mentioned in the speech?
You know what, kid? Every time he got up to accept an award, he'd forget to mention us, too. So why stop now?
Well, don't worry, you guys. We were mentioned.
Okay.
But will we like what we hear?
Uh-oh.
That's the next question.
Uh-oh.
How did the acceptance speech from Caroline Craddock at the National Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony go? We'll find out next.
We're at Disney World! Yay! Yay!
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yay!
Yay!
Our families are in the building.
Telling you, man, these guys are ready to roll.
Yeah, we're going to hit the parks right after the show. We go straight to the rooms, put our bags away, and go straight to the park.
Yeah. Put on sunscreen. Lots of sunscreen.
Yeah, it's a hot day. You could already tell it's going to be a hot day.
It's like 78, I think, is the high today for Orlando.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
All the guys are wearing our girl shirts.
you went and got a bigger size, didn't you?
No.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell because you have a jacket on.
I stretched them. So I pulled them to the point of where they would almost rip, and then I would stop.
Okay.
So, but if it's okay, the sleeves are where my circulation.
Because
not.
Of those massive guns.
Mm-hmm. No, I just think since they're lady shirts, the sleeves are a little bit tighter.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just ours that are like that. The families, the gentleman that I'm looking at here, they seem to have on regular men's shirts. So
That's awesome.
Think this is just a practical
joke.
Yeah,
they have crew neck shirts.
This is just a practical joke by Lindsay and Caroline Craddock.
Yeah. Exactly.
How can I embarrass the guys?
Yeah.
Speaking of Caroline Craddock, she was not here in Orlando with us yesterday because she made her way all the way to Chicago.
Chi-town.
Because they were having the induction for the National Radio Hall of Fame. And this year, Kid Craddock happened to be inducted, which is great. And it's really cool because some of Kid's best friends were inducted with him, Jeff and Jerry. He always talked about Jeff and Jerry.
Yep.
And I grew up listening to those guys in San Diego. And it just happened that they were inducted as well. So that's really cool that they all went in together.
Cool.
And they were really good friends. I think he was in Jeff or Jerry's wedding.
I can't remember.
He was
groomsman. I think it was Jeff's.
Probably Jeff. Sounds right, Kelly. So the entire show was out there. And so we sent Caroline to do the speech. Now, Scott Shannon was there. And I believe you guys know Scott very well.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I don't know him very well.
No, but I've met him.
He used to do Dish Nation with us when it first started.
That's right. He was on Dish Nation early rounds with us.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his buddy
Todd.
He hosts
a show in New York.
Yeah. He was inducted as well. And he was doing a speech, and he mentioned us.
Us?
He mentioned
each. Oh, he did.
Because, you know, I had a big beef with him for a long time.
Would you say you hated him?
Well, I didn't say I hated him. I thought he was very rude to Kid one time. And I hold grudges on behalf of other people.
Yeah, you did.
So you thought he was rude to Kid.
I thought he was very rude to Kid.
Okay. One time.
Well, the one time I wasn't around Scott a lot, so now, this was years ago.
Right. Now, this was before I was even here, so it was
so sad. Kid loved Scott Shannon. He idolized him.
Yeah.
Because he was on the air in New York.
He's
and,
a legend.
Yeah.
And Kid, we're all sitting at a dinner, and Kid's telling Scott a story. And he's literally in the middle of telling Scott this story. This, you know, Kid's wanting to make Scott laugh or whatever.
That's Kid.
Scott literally is looking at Kid, gets up, and starts to leave the restaurant. And Kid looks at me, and he's like, is he leaving? I said, I think he is. Kid was in the middle of his sentence. And so, as you know, Kid's trying to save face. So he gets up and he keeps telling the story as he's following Scott out to the car. And Scott's like, just totally blowing him off.
Right.
Gets in the car and leaves. And Kid's like still yelling the story at him as the car is pulling off down the road. I was so mad at Scott Shannon for that. I was so mad.
But Kid turned it into a bit. It's funny.
He did because he was embarrassed. Right. He turned it into a joke.
Yeah.
And I held a grudge. Apparently, I still do.
Now, do you think Scott was kind when he mentioned us, or do you think he...
I don't think Scott could pick me out of a lineup.
I didn't think he knew
Scott
who we were.
Scott is surly. He's a surly man. So it's a 50-50 shot. I don't know.
Let's see what Scott Shannon, legendary radio broadcaster, says about us.
He was just something special. And he loved to find new talent and develop it and nurture it. And I remember the first time he called me, he found some hillbilly chick named Kelly Raspberry. And he said, you know, I said, are you going to bring her in? You know, she's kind of rough, but I'll tell you what, she could be good. I don't think she knows how good she could be.
Aww.
That's pretty good if you know how good the person can be before they know it. And I remember the time he told me about this limo driver he met named Al Mack. And he said, this guy's a natural. I think I'm going to put him on the radio. I said, has he ever been on the radio before? I said, nah, but he'll be fine. And he was fine. He's still there. And he had two more students, JC and Jenna, are still with the show. The entire show was fantastic, and he trained them all. And he nurtured them and loved them. And I think perhaps the greatest tribute to Kid Craddock is his his radio show is still on the radio. He's been gone 3 years. It's still number one with the people that he developed. And I know that show is in good hands. One of the things I say to people when I'm working with young talent is that if you want to be great, you have to learn to leave deep footprints. And nobody left deeper footprints than Kid Craddock. And tonight I'm proud to induct him into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's not.
That's really cool.
Other than the hillbilly.
So what's up with that hillbilly?
No, she's gone. I replaced her.
Some hillbilly.
He called you hillbilly.
My kid used to call her hillbilly.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't care.
That's cool. Really cool that he mentioned us.
Yeah.
That's Scott Shannon. I mean,
that's
cool. Although I never met him, that's...
Yeah, that's very cool.
I've heard a bunch about him.
Yeah, I know he's legendary. I respect that, you know, on the radio in New York City for that many years. How many years it is?
You call us students, Jenna.
Students, that's fine.
Look at that. Al, limo driver.
Hey, nothing. He was absolutely correct.
And Kelly the hillbilly.
Kelly the hillbilly.
Kelly the hillbilly.
She's chewing her bacon.
So okay with that.
That's going to be our, if we ever do another show, we'll call it Hillbilly and Limo.
As long as I come first.
JC, what do you want to do? I don't think we were included in that.
No, we weren't not included.
And students.
And students. Hillbilly, Limo, and students.
Yeah, I guess we're just clumped in. We're not just.
That's right.
It would have been nice if he would have mentioned I was Mexican or something.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not upset about it.
All right, and so Scott continued his speech, and
there's more?
Oh, there's more. Yeah, because he did. Let me let the dueling banjos run out there. Thank
all
you.
Right.
He mentioned kids in his speech as well.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
And then there's kids, which you'll see about in just a second.
Oh.
So there's that.
Okay. All right.
kids, which you'll see about in just a second. I'm sure most of you heard about kids. Started 25 years ago with young people with horrible health problems, life-altering situations. It all started with a busload that he put together. They went to SeaWorld in San Antonio. Then he talked to people over at Southwest Airlines and he gave them a plane. And they flew the kids to Orlando and Disney World. As a matter of fact, there's an anniversary going on this week. And I think it's like the 1,000th family. Tonight, they're right there. Those kids are right there tonight at Disney World.
Huh. All right.
That's kind.
Give kids some love.
Yeah. Gave us all a little bit of love. Talked about kids. And then it was time for Caroline Craddock to go up on stage.
This is on stage in Chicago at the Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah. Yes.
And basically, Kid groomed Caroline her whole life for this moment.
This one moment?
To accept his award?
This is your moment.
He used her on the radio since she was 2 years old with Bath Time with Caroline.
He also groomed her kind of to run the charity. But, you know, other than that, this award's
and
acceptance,
that, yes. Groomed her to run kids and to accept his Hall of Fame award.
All right.
Here is the speech Caroline gave.
And never did I ever think I would be following in his footsteps. I started with the very famous Bath Time with Caroline segment on the radio, which has continued to haunt me throughout my teenage and years, where he would interview me in the bathtub. And now I actually work with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and it is such an honor to work with the cast that my dad hand chose. And with all the wonderful people, I was on the phone with my best friend. I was like, you know, I'm going to start working for the radio station. She was like, don't you think that's kind of weird that you're going to be working with all the people your dad works with? And I said, in my world, it does. And I've totally embraced it. So with that, I want to thank my sweet mom, who met my dad in the late 80s when he was driving a moped and couldn't afford to turn his lights on in his apartment. We're seeing a beautiful talent and cultivating that. He would not have been as far as he did without you. And I love you so much. And thank you. This one's for you, Daddy. I love you. Thank you.
Aww. Aww. Nice. Very sweet.
Caroline will be getting on a plane and joining us today.
She's probably on a plane now.
Yeah, she took an early flight out.
She did? Okay, mm-hmm. So she'll definitely be here with us shortly.
We'll see her in the park.
And kids officially a Hall of Famer.
Wow. That's deep.
They give him a plaque and everything.
My That's daughter. Deep. I don't know if I should say
oh,
this.
Oh, you should. What?
If you don't know, then you definitely should.
Well, you can't just say, I don't know if I should say this, and expect us to be like, okay, Kelly.
All right. Mommy, one day will you be in the Radio Hall of Fame? I said, I don't know, baby. She goes, do you have to wait until you're dead?
Wow. Wow.
I'm guessing that's how it works.
Yeah. No, but if you ever are, Kelly, I can't wait to refer to you as the hillbilly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, well, let me ask you this, Kelly. if that does happen, who should give your speech out of the three of us? Say if Emma Kelly
declines.
Well,
I mean, come on, Al. It has to be you. I've known you the longest.
Aww. You would trust him to speak publicly?
It's Hillbilly and Limo in the Morning.
You'd let him write it?
Yes! Give me some on there, Kelly. Come on.
I would have got a ghostwriter.
Jenna's like an elegant speaker.
I know, but I mean, if one of you had to be chosen, come on. You all know it'd have to be Al.
Yes.
As embarrassing or inappropriate as it might be, it just has to be Al.
Kelly Bradbury is a personality that...
Al, I would write on her feet. You can deliver it.
You better take Jenna up there with you. Yeah. How do you feel about
right.
Kelly, Jenna?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think about Kelly, Jenna? We are live at the Atlantic Dance Hall in Orlando, Florida.
We are.
For That's Kids Kids 2016.
When we come back, we had something for the children yesterday, a surprise.
Yes.
And boy, the tears flow after we gave this surprise to the kids. What did we give them during our annual party, our dinner? Find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now we have a packed house.
Yeah, buddy.
Everybody's awake. Everybody's eating breakfast, getting ready to get that energy up so we can go to the parks.
How about that bacon, everybody? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Give it up for the bacon. Come on. Yeah. Woo.
Hopefully you're keeping that tally of bacon mentions from Big Al Mac.
That's four.
That's four? Thank you. I think that's way under.
I'm excited about it.
I was expecting way more. So every year when we're on the Kids Kids trip, we have the dinner. We all get together after we fly in, get settled in our hotel rooms, and we come out and have a nice little dinner.
To get together dinner, everybody gets to kind of chat because a lot of the families aren't on the plane. If depending on where they're coming from throughout the country, they may have flown straight here to Disney World.
Yeah, so that everybody can meet each other.
Yeah,
and that's how you make friends. And it's like, hey, you want to go to the park together?
Meet the medical staff.
You meet the medical staff. We should have surprises. More on that in a minute. But we also get to speak to the crowd, and sometimes we get awkward moments. Here we are talking to the entire Kids Kids family and staff.
Staff, can everybody kind of raise your hand if you're in the medical staff? We want to go ahead and recognize those folks, too. Give them a nice round of applause.
If you guys need anything this weekend, that is who you look for right there.
Yeah, don't ask Big Al.
No.
He doesn't know anything.
My girlfriend is a surgeon, so if anyone needs an operation, just let me know and I'll hook you up with
her.
If
you need a boob job,
she's a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
So if anyone...
She'll be here tomorrow.
Big Al, we'll try to do CPR on you if you're a mommy.
You know what? I was just saying, JC, we have a lot of pretty kids here this year, and what I love about pretty kids... Pretty mamas.
Oh, nothing like mentioning your girlfriend and then hitting on every mom. You know? It's always good.
Yeah. She's not here, huh?
That was our first boob comment of the trip, brought to you by the Kelly Raspberry. Very nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And then we try to have a surprise for the kids every year. You know, a little gift to get the trip going. So this year, this is what they got. We do have a gift for you guys this year, right?
You guys like free gifts?
What is it?
It starts with an I.
And it ends with a pad.
Every family's getting an iPad this year.
Yay!
Right?
You get an iPad. You get an iPad. You get an iPad. You get an iPad.
Now, that's my favorite moment because you see mouths drop. You see kids jumping around. You see parents... tearing up. You know, it's one of those things. These iPads help these kids quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they have learning disabilities. I was talking to Ike's mom, and she says she homeschools Ike.
Yes. Yeah.
And she goes, now I can put apps on there to do math lessons and English lessons.
Cool. Yeah, she was saying that she has to pay to rent a computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this iPad's going to help them. Now, after we gave away the iPads, we brought out some friends from Arendelle.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the other family.
We got that coming up. Yeah, so we brought out the families from Arendelle, the Frozen, Elsa and Anna, and then we do that whole thing. And then after they came out, Jenna, you noticed something with one of the families because they started picking up their iPads as they were leaving.
I did, and the thing is, we think, okay, this is obvious. We just said you're all getting an iPad. It makes sense to everyone.
Right.
And then I was talking to a family. There's this family here, the Crowley family. They have six little girls.
Girls.
All girls. I know Dad
girls.
Has his hands full, right?
Yeah.
Six little girls. And Evie didn't even understand that we were giving them real iPads. So check this out. Now your mom was telling me something interesting. She was telling me a story about you guys and iPads.
At home all the time out of. Yeah, you're always making tablets out of cardboard and phones and everything, right?
Yeah, just cardboard. And then we use paper, like if it was brown cardboard, we would use paper, just normal white paper, and glue it on there so that way it would be white. But we did have some white cardboard. It was really cool.
So when they announced that you guys, that every family gets one, what did you guys do?
Jumped.
You screamed and jumped and cried. You could not. And Evie, what did you ask me? Did you say, Mom, is it a real iPad or like a play one like we make at home? And what did I say? A real one.
You know, the biggest decision you guys have to make is whether you want a pink or an orange case for it.
Pink.
Oh my gosh. All right. Look. That looks like a real iPad. Right?
And it says kids on it. That's awesome. Careful.
Don't drop it. Well, I think this one's going to be better, right?
Yeah.
They make iPads.
Out of cardboard.
Out of cardboard. That's how bad they wanted one.
Yes.
To pretend.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
When we heard that, I was like, okay, who's cutting onions in here?
I'm telling you, Evie was really good with knowing how to use it. The second we opened it up, she knew exactly how to take photos.
She's been practicing.
They must have made some really good cardboard iPads.
It's like instinctive right? For children.
Yeah, right?
That is so cute
that
they make it.
That's awesome.
Did I faintly hear Dad in the background when you asked him, do you want a pink or orange? They all screamed pink. Did I hear a faint
orange? He's drowned out by six women.
Oh, man,
yeah,
that is so sweet.
Six little girls. They're very excited about the iPad.
Very cool.
Imaginative kids, you know, making phones and iPads out of cardboard.
Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do.
How they're going to have to make a little schedule who gets to use it when.
Right.
That's so awesome. I'm glad you heard them talking about that. Because it's there's so many cool stories that we probably don't hear about.
Yeah.
When we're on the trip. And sometimes in passing, we hear something. We're like, wait, what? Your kids did what?
Very excited. Very excited.
Yeah.
It's got some great families here this year. I can't wait until Monday's show. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very excited. There's just a lot of people here I want to spend a lot of time with.
Right.
And they just showed me so much personality on Friday. I can't say that enough.
Yeah, so this is basically the first show after we fly out. So we haven't met everyone.
Yep.
But this weekend we will be out in the parks. We're going to be riding rides with the families. Monday's show is all about our trip.
And it's also the 25th anniversary of the Kids trip, and you can get your limited edition t-shirt now at kidskids.com. We'll probably sell those for another couple of weeks, I believe. And your purchase will help us send even more families with kids who have life-altering conditions here to Disney World. So please go to kidskids.com and buy a t-shirt.
Thank you so much for donating and making this trip happen. We're live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Yay!
Everybody's had their bacon, their eggs. They're getting ready to go out. Oh, but please do not go anywhere, families, because coming up next, it's time for Free Plug Friday.
Oh!
This week, we get a nice free plug from Big Al Mack and Kelly Raspberry or Hillbilly and Limo.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You get to hear what they're going to plug for free. And when you get one from Kelly, That's a big endorcement right there.
What about me? I got big endorsement plans.
Nah.
Come on, West Texas. I got some love.
All right. We'll find out what they're plugging next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yay!
Yeah! Before we get to nobody clapped, huh?
Yeah, well, I didn't have my earbuds in, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, you didn't tell me? You didn't know when we're starting?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Caught me off guard.
All right, my man.
Yeah.
Before we get to Free Plug Friday... Blue Apron's been hooking us up with free meals.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed up.
How?
What'd you do?
I forgot to cancel my order for this week.
Oh, so you're going to have Blue Apron sitting on your front doorstep and I guess your wife.
My wife's going to be there, but she's going to get to eat the meals.
Oh.
Because we like to get them. I mean, you could freeze them technically, but.
Yeah, you can.
But we like to get it's fresh when they get in.
Yeah, yeah.
So we like to make them fresh, and she's like, well, I'm going to make them. So.
Well, maybe you can get leftovers.
Yeah.
I guess I could get leftovers.
Sometimes leftovers are better.
She said she could save me the barramundi.
Barramundi.
Is that
the fish? Yeah, she's going to save me that one.
Fancy fish.
Yeah. So I forgot to cancel my order.
I think that's so cool that you can do that. I remembered. But there's no one there to receive my order. Yes. Yeah. No, I didn't cancel it. I just, you just don't get it delivered.
You pause it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't take this week's delivery, so I can get it next week.
Yeah, I was on my profile, and there's like a check mark next to each week, and you can click it on and off. So if you don't want to receive it 1 week, you could click off, and you don't get it that week. But I didn't do that, like I said. You did that, Al?
No, I didn't do it. But, you know, I have somebody checking my... I have an apartment that I have, like, a guy.
Yeah.
And he's going to get
fancy.
It for me and put it
in
the
your fridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when I get home, I can blue apron it up.
Al lives in a fancy place.
Yeah, man.
Not fancy for his dog, because his dog's huge and he wants to run around. But for Al, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's cool. But anyway, back to Blue Apron.
Yeah. But, and if you go actually to blueapron.com/Kid, K-I-D-D, you'll get hooked up with 3 free meals. So if you want to join us in that, in cooking. We're all cooks now.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like a cook.
A recipe.
Restaurant-style food, too, by the way. Quality.
That's already portioned out for you. Really, all you have to do is just open it up and heat it up.
All right, well, I'm done with my plug. So do you guys want to do your free plug Friday?
Sure.
Oh, is it time?
It's time.
So, who's going to go first?
Kelly, you want to go first?
I'm happy to.
I didn't pick that one.
Meaning you think yours is better, Al?
Well, I don't have any production value to mine.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to read a commercial, but go ahead.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Do you need music or anything, Kelly?
Yeah, I'd be happy to have a musical bed. That's fine. But I love hearing chatter in the background, too. It makes me feel happy.
Right.
Because the reason I chose this business for Free Pug Friday is because I think it's really an extension of what we do with Kids Kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're on this trip. We're giving kids who have life-altering conditions and special needs this wonderful adventure that gives them memories that will last a lifetime. And seeing a child with a special need, you know, it pulls at people's heartstrings. People love to do things for children
right.
who are in need. But what about when these children grow up and they become adults? You know, who's going to do for them and who's going to look after their needs and give them wonderful adventures? And that's where this comes in. Adventures Unbound. It's a travel company for adults who have intellectual and physical disabilities. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, it is.
Adventures Unbound, they offer supervised travel and adventures for adults with disabilities. It allows them to feel more independent. They have a lot of fun, and it gives their caregivers a break because their caregivers are with them sometimes 24/7.
Yeah.
It's emotionally and physically draining. But when you have someone that you love like that, who do you trust to take care of them as well as you do?
No one,
that's a
probably.
Real big issue for a lot of parents and loved ones. Well, Adventures Unbound, they have trained volunteers. They go through extensive background checks, criminal background checks. They are with your loved one 24/7. So, and the ratio is one volunteer per 3 adults.
Okay.
And they get to do wonderful things. They go to sporting events, baseball games, things like that. They go to museums. They go to aquariums. They go to the state fair. In fact, I believe I might have passed a group of them at the state fair when I took in McKelley.
Did they have
year.
Like shirts on or something?
Yeah. They were all together and they were having just a blast.
That's awesome.
But here's where it really ties in with Kids Kids. Adventures Unbound, it's a new business. It's just started last year by, I hope I say her name right, Carrie Bogus. And her business was inspired by her uncles. And one of them happens to be her uncle Mikey, who was a kid's kid back in 1997.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. How about that?
Mikey?
That just gave me chills right there.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
So that's why I chose Adventures Unbound for my free plug Friday.
What was the website?
The website is adventuresunboundtravel.com.
Uh-huh.
And on Facebook, it's Adventures Unbound. It's a brand new charity. I mean not a charity.
So
it's a business.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say charity. But yeah, so I think it's a wonderful need, and she's hoping to expand it. They're hoping to get some Medicaid and things like that in the future. But right now,
that's a good something
that's
to be
beautiful.
Involved with.
It's
yeah,
true, because adults often get overlooked.
Yeah.
For the smaller children.
Everybody gives for the kids. Who's giving for the adults? I love it.
That's a good free plug Friday from
Thank
Kelly
you.
Raspberry right
Thank
there.
Thank you, Carrie
well
Bogus, and I hope Uncle Mikey's doing great.
Hey, Uncle Mikey, shout out.
Yeah, by the way, if you have a business that you want to plug on Free Plug Friday, just go ahead and email us and let us know what your company is. That's how we found out about
all these are actual legitimate companies that have sent us emails, and we just want to give them a free plug.
All right, Big Al Mack, are you ready to do your free plug?
It's all about the company, yep.
Kelly's very heartfelt.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
All right.
Hey. A lovely kids-kids tie-in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, this has kind of a tie-in to the show a little bit. Hey, what's up? I'm Big Al Mack, CEO and founder of two of the hottest sports restaurants in Texas, McKinney Avenue Tavern and Big Al Scoreboard Grill.
You did not just
plug
yourself.
And if there's one thing I know how to do, I know how to have a party. And next time you have a party in West Texas, hey, I want you to call my friends at Rowdy & Company Event Services. At Rowdy & Company Event Services, much like McKinney Avenue Tavern, they provide bartenders, wait staff, event coordination, production assistants, as well as promo models. Oh, sure, if you need turtle racing, midget wrestling, karaoke, call McKinney Avenue Tavern. But Rowdy and Company can handle all types of special events as well. No party too big or too small. Don't forget their motto, if Big Al's McKinney Avenue Tavern can do it, we can do it almost as well as they do. Serving all of West Texas and beyond, Rowdy and Company Event Services. RowdyEvents.com or just go to McKinney Avenue Tavern's Facebook page and I'll put up a link somewhere. Yeah!
You said your bar name more than...
Not only that, but he said...
What?
How many mentions did you give yourself? More than Rowdy.
Did I mention...
How many times?
Did I mention mine in that too?
Count them.
Just a couple times.
Well, yeah, I just want to... Yeah, it's relatable, Kelly.
I believe you said... They can almost do it as well as your bar.
Oh, sure. That's their motto. It's right on their Facebook. It's right on their website.
Oh, that's what it says?
It's right on. You go to rowdyevents.com. They're in West Texas, the Midland, Odessa area. It says, don't forget our motto. If Big Al's McKinney Avenue Tavern can do it, we can do it almost as well as them.
That's their motto, huh?
That's their motto.
I see them writing it because it's written in proper English.
I wonder
English,
what they thought about that plug.
I would love to hear what they have to say about that.
That's going to give them so much business. Woo! RowdyEvents.com, y'all. I'll put up a link if we can't have
somewhere.
What's the name of the company again?
RowdyEvents.com.
Yeah.
What were you looking at yesterday? Your bar menu online, and didn't you notice something?
We're on the plane, and we were talking to Noelle, the flight attendant that we were talking about that used
our former intern.
Yeah. And I told her the story. This is a true story. That's what I've heard.
I didn't mean for him to get into a long story. I thought that was funny. Yeah.
That Herb Kelleher, the founder of Southwest Airlines, did his original flight pass or whatever, flight where they're going on a cocktail napkin at my bar, like years and years and years and years ago.
Before it was your bar.
Before it was my bar. Before it was even McKinney Avenue. It was another name then because it's been a bar for a long, long, long time. But that's the story that's been passed down from owner to owner to owner. So I was telling her that, and she said, really? And it's on the back of our menu. So I got a copy of our menu, text to me, and I sent it to her. So that's just what I heard.
It's not proven. So if Southwest Airlines wanted to tell you, like, hey, that's not true, you'd have to.
It's Bob's grill or whatever. Then, what I heard.
Do you have to redo the menus at that point?
On the menu, it says, rumor has it.
Oh, see? That's how you get around it.
Rumor has it. It also says that Jack Ruby used to be like the man that dealt with the women back then. A pimp.
A lot of ladies
went to that. Out of my bar.
I like how you try to skirt around it and then you say the word pimp.
So don't forget, go to rowdyevents.com. You need an event in West Texas. I'll put a link up at McKinney Avenue Tavern.
As long as Al's not doing an event that day. This guy would take Free Plug Friday and plug himself.
What? Free Plug Friday, though.
All right, we're in Walt Disney World.
Smart businessman right there.
Yeah, that's very smart.
What you're looking at.
It sure is.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly's a little frightened right now, you guys.
Well, my park pass has a big X on it, so I'm afraid I'm going to get up there and they're not going to let me in.
X marks the spot.
I think you're going to be okay, Kelly. Or X means no. No, I don't want to take yours. Oh, my gosh. Are you sure?
Yeah, give me the X.
Okay, you can
have it. No, well, maybe the X is necessary.
The X is good.
Yeah, the X makes me nervous. Thank you, Robert.
VIP.
Robert looks out for me. You guys be like, see ya.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got one without an X.
That'd be Emma Kelly's.
Sneak her in. Did she mention me yesterday by chance?
A lot, yeah.
Was she mad at me?
She's still upset with you about making fun of her picture of the clouds. Remember her?
Oh, from last trip?
From last year. JC made fun of me
last
year.
I didn't make fun of
her. She's so upset with you for getting married.
Like, get over Emma Kelly.
We were talking about it yesterday. Did she talk about how Justin made her cry yesterday? Part-time Justin?
Oh, no.
There was a lot going on yesterday. I was distracted by work while all of you were goofing off in the back, so I don't know what you're talking about necessarily.
Oh, okay. There may have been some tears.
I know she was upset that your children weren't going to be able to eat. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Something about you getting fired.
So we have a whiteboard in the back, and the interns and Caroline and part-time Justin, they all draw stuff on there or whatever, and there's plans written on there. I don't even know what half of the stuff on the board is, but I walked back there, and Emma Kelly was just finishing up erasing everything, cleaning it up.
She loves to play teacher.
So I thought it would be funny to say, oh my, did you write down all the codes from the board? And she goes, what codes? And I said, the very important codes we need to broadcast the show. We had about 13 codes on that board, and we need them. I don't think anybody wrote down. So Justin, because he likes the improv, went along with the bit.
Yeah.
And he started going, oh, no, yeah, we didn't write down the codes. And I could tell that Emma Kelly was starting to get nervous, so she went and hid behind the chair. So I backed off a little bit, but Justin kept going.
Oh, no.
And we didn't think it would get to the point where I saw a single tear come out of
oh,
her
no,
eye.
You made Emma Kelly cry.
That
you
was
made,
not our intention. We, thought,
my
we,
baby
just,
girl
we
cry.
Thought we were just having a joke.
Oh.
Because she was scared that she really deleted all the codes. But are we friends now, Emma Kelly?
Nope. Shaking her head, no.
Dang.
And I always feel bad when you're playing with the kids and then it takes a dark turn.
Right, yeah. Right. You never know when
and
to
they
stop.
Start crying.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I took it too far.
We took it too far. But we sat next to each other on the bus and told each other jokes. We quizzed each other on jokes.
Yeah,
so I think
she got
we're fine.
Over it.
Yeah, we're fine.
Good.
She did admit finally that she is mad at me for getting married.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's on video, isn't it?
She's full on admitted it. But then she went and told on me to George, our boss, and said, I want you to dock his pay. And so George
she's
came
that
in.
Kind of pull.
Yeah, George came in and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to dock your pay." And so I walked back there and kept the joke going and said, "Guys, I'm gonna have to borrow money. My kids aren't gonna be able to eat." And she took off running, apparently to the studio, and told George, "You have to give JC his money back because Kaysen and Chloe won't be able to eat." So I got my money back.
Yay!
You have a caring daughter right there.
Basically, you lied to her twice. She took you serious.
Well, I wanted to get my money back.
Wait, and Kelly Raspberry broke rules. She's a rule follower than any of us.
I broke
and
rules?
Apparently
oh,
you
yeah.
broke some rules
the
yesterday.
The Disney police is on point.
I didn't know it was a rule, and now I know. I was last night at the first dinner where we meet everybody, and everybody got an iPad, which was really wonderful. And then Anna and Elsa from Frozen came out to surprise the kids.
Okay.
This is a huge deal because if you ever try to find Anna and Elsa in the park, it's hard to find them, number one. And if you do, there's a line that lasts about 3 hours.
It's
so
ridiculous.
This is a very special occasion. Well, I wanted to I knew it was happening, and so I wanted to capture it and share it with Facebook Live. And you know how much I love Facebook Live. So I log on, and it says I'm live, but there's usually immediately people start saying, "Hey, Kelly, oh my gosh," and all these hearts and things start popping up, and nothing was happening. It said live, but nothing was happening.
Okay.
That's humbling.
Weird.
I'm just like, well, I'll just keep filming just in case, and maybe I'll post it later. Well, I got a message saying that my video was not allowed to be posted because of the protected music and images.
Yeah.
Disney
so apparently
shut
they
down
monitor,
the internet.
They shut down.
Oh, my
God. Oh, well, get this. Kelly
so
is
powerful.
A rebel, though.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that was what was happening at the time. So just to be on the safe side, I saved the video.
Uh-huh.
And so I went back and tried to repost it, not as Facebook Live, but just as a video.
Yeah.
And said, okay, let's try this again. They got me again.
Oh, man.
They double deleted it.
They double deleted
me. So you cannot
me.
Take video of these
not during
a performance.
A performance of, like, Frozen, apparently.
With their music.
Wow. I guess I tried Facebook Living, so it's not that I wasn't trying, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, what are the chances that they're going to catch us playing this song right now?
Are we allowed to?
Might be thrown off the air. I
don't
know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical
difficulties. Oh, great.
Oh,
now we're off the radio.
They're serious.
They're so serious at Disney World right now.
They canceled our show.
Wow.
So I will try Facebook Living later, but just without anything going on.
Because we were snapping and they didn't delete our snaps, so Snapchat doesn't care.
Because it's live and it's over, I guess.
Snapchat don't care. Did we ever find the kids' kid that we lost yesterday?
That was a scary moment.
We lost one?
Yeah, we found one.
Yeah.
We lost and found.
Have we ever lost one before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We lose about one every year or so.
Oh, man, I was scared.
But normally we find them, you know, within 3 or 4 days. But this is, wow.
This is first night right
after
that.
This was a quick find.
Are you sure it's our kid, or did we just put a kid in their place?
Mm-hmm.
We replaced them? Yeah, Disney World's got them.
It's all the kids to keep track of.
Worst case scenario, you lose one of the kids.
Just pick up another one.
Yeah. Pick up another one, and then show
Disney
up.
Disney World's plenty of kids.
In 10 years, they'll be working in the park, and they'll be doing fine, you know?
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
It's kind of the best place to get lost as a child, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being lost here forever.
Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse.
Today is Mickey's birthday. As you can tell, the families have gone into the park.
Yeah,
I'm going to get them some government cheese.
Oh, my gosh, Kelly.
What?
I know that you have had a lot of willpower and something you gave up.
Oh, breaking news?
What did you give up?
Candy Crush.
Yes. We've just gotten a report that Candy Crush, you know, they're having the live-action game show. I think you talked about that recently.
Yes.
Oh, they have opened a nationwide casting call.
No, I can't
Kelly.
Do it.
Kelly!
I can't.
Why not?
I vowed I wouldn't play anymore.
Well, Kelly,
but it's
we'll
a game show.
We'll give you a free pass on this.
Mm.
You can put your skills to the test on an enormous interactive game board.
Well, my skills are gone. I used to be able to, you know, I was good, and now I can't. I mean, you lose it. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
I wouldn't make it. But
right
I wouldn't make it is what I'm saying.
You could host, Kelly.
I could host.
Contestants will play in teams of two. You can apply individually or with a partner.
Ooh.
So Hillbilly you could get matched up with a good partner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you think. I know Emma Kelly is excited. We haven't played Candy Crush in months.
We'll
honey
start practicing, you guys.
No.
You guys
would be great on a game show, and you could make up for that other. What was
Newport
the other game
Jail
show
Fest
you were on?
Wheel of Fortune.
You did terribly.
I did horribly. I was so upset that I could not watch the show for a good 2 to 3 years after that. It made me physically ill to watch the show
because you didn't solve the puzzle.
I didn't. It was you know
you were
I'd
the worst.
I would solve the puzzle if it wasn't on me, but if somebody has control of the wheel, they can keep guessing until they lose. So I'd know those puzzles, but then when it come to me, I'm the only contestant I think in the history of that show who guessed the letter Y twice. Nobody guesses why but me. And I'd never heard of the Newport Jazz Festival. So
obviously it was Newport Jail Festival.
I guess Newport Jail Festival. That is not a thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, well, we can start one.
The Jail Festival. I would love to find that.
Oh, they apparently play it on the Game Show Network every once in a while. People will say they saw it.
Newport Jail Festival.
We got to find that clip.
Please. Please, somebody find that for us.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, please.
It was so bad that in the parking lot leaving, people who were in the studio audience were coming up to me asking if I was a plant. That is not a lie. I'm not making
really?
That up. They were like, come on, you were a plant, right? I was like, no.
Did you cry, though?
I didn't cry. You just have this gutted, just sick
embarrassed
feeling.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
But they give you consolation prizes, though, right?
Yeah, I got some wash and curl shampoo. I got a Dustbuster, which I gave to Grandma Jean and Granddaddy Earl for Christmas.
Oh, how are they doing?
Well, they've both passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You get the Dustbuster back?
Was it sudden?
No.
Hold on 1 second. Did they make you park in the same parking lot as the people that were watching you, the star?
Yes.
Oh,
how? You're going to get to park next to Pat?
And you have to pay your own way out to... You have
how
to pay
dare
your own
they?
Way. Oh, it was a mess. They had come to Texas. They were doing a big show with Pat and Vanna at the State Fair.
Yeah.
And Kid and I... Were you there, Al? Did
no.
you go audition?
No.
So Kid and I went. And during the audition, they want you to be real enthusiastic. They really don't care if you can solve the puzzle or not. Well, Kid's there, smug, because they put up two letters, and he'd stand up and go, you know, takes one to know one. And he'd sit down all smug, like he got the puzzle. They didn't pick him. Because they don't want
he
was so mad.
Yeah, they don't want winners. They want people that are going to be good on TV.
So they picked me, because I'm like, yay, me, you know. So we go to this. What they do is then you're, if you want to have a, does anybody care?
Yeah,
yes, sure.
I want to be on
so
a game show.
So we show up for the game show at the State Fair. And they put all of our numbers in like a bag, and they pull them out at random, and that's how you got to play.
Okay.
Well, they didn't ever pull my ball at the State Fair, so they said you can come out to LA to play, but you have to fly yourself out there and put yourself up in a hotel.
Wait a
so
second.
So if you fly out there to do the show, it's on your dime.
Well, you're banking on winning some money back so
you
that you could break even.
Even if they pull your ball.
No, if they didn't pull it. That's why I got to go to L.A. to play.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a lottery, sort of. Even though I qualified to play in Texas, it was lottery and I didn't get picked.
Right.
So that would have been the best case scenario. Instead, I had to go on.
So you spent hundreds of dollars for a Dustbuster.
Well, basically, we were talking to Kit about it, and we said, this is really basically a show bit.
Yeah.
So I think they paid for the airfare and I paid for hotel. We split it somehow. I don't remember. It's been so long. So I paid for part of it, and the show paid for the other part.
Did you get a new outfit?
My friend Leonard was a clothing designer,
hey,
and he
Leonard, hey.
Gave me one of, he made a suit for me to wear. It was a little black.
A pantsuit?
No, it was a black dress with a white blouse. It was one, it looked like a blouse and a top, but it was one, it was
the
a dress.
The world's fanciest.
With a
yeah.
pink jacket, a little pink Bolero jacket.
What's
Bolero
Leonard?
Was very big at the time.
What's Leonard up to now?
He moved to New York where he was a classical pianist, and he's also a real estate agent.
Wait,
oh, wow.
The classical pianist real estate agent?
Yes.
Yeah.
And clothes designer.
I used to have the most interesting friends. They've all left me.
Us, all your friends are not interesting right now.
Well, I mean, a lot of them still are. But
shout
a lot
out,
of
Amy.
The really colorful ones have gone on
shout
to do
out.
Other things.
You know Amy's yeah. going to call you right now.
You're very colorful.
John McGill.
John's going to call you too.
You're very colorful.
Shout out, John.
But John
yeah.
knows Leonard. He'd gosh.
Sure.
Leonard
of course.
Had the best. I don't mean to be gross. Leonard had the best poo story.
The best what?
What?
Poo story.
Tell us
that's
one.
Gross.
I can't.
Just one poo story.
He loved telling poop stories. And we would be rolling
God.
On the ground laughing. They were so funny. But anyway.
I thought you don't like poo stories.
Well, when Leonard tells them, it's different. He's funny.
All right, tomorrow
he's
we're
number
all,
two.
On Monday, we'll all bring our favorite poo
no,
stories.
No, we're not. It's gross.
And we're
going to
see if
you
Kelly likes it.
No.
Yeah.
Tell me off the air.
I'm going to have to plagiarize. I don't have any. poo drives.
I was trying to think of one, but yeah, you've never told us anything.
Because
yeah,
I don't drives. Go.
Yeah, kind of don't go. Al and I, though. We catch
I've
you guys.
I've had some. Yeah, I don't even go there.
We're live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and that was Kelly Raspberry's epic experience on Wheel of Fortune.
That was it.
Yep.
I didn't mean to go off like that.
Look for her to be on Candy Crush in the near future.
No.
Please follow us at kidskids.com, kidnation.com. That's where you can find all our Snapchats and Instagram.
Posting all kinds of pictures throughout the weekend, so please hang out and go to kidskids.com and buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, wait, where do we go to buy the t-shirts?
Kidskids.com. Yeah. The 25th anniversary limited edition t-shirt. And, of course, all the money goes to Kids Kids.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.